This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, Google's artificial intelligence program has been outed by one of its engineers, I guess, and he has now been put on suspension by Google for coming out and violating his non-disclosure agreement. He's saying things are much further along than they're letting on to. We can talk about that coming up here, but with you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
We also have been talking about the crypto crash, the latest crypto crash. There have always been a series of these things that have happened over time, some a little more drastic than others.
And Bitcoin is dead again? Press F to pay respect.
Yeah, we're in one of those more drastic iterations of it right now. And what is happening as a result of that? Well, companies are freezing people's accounts in some cases. Other companies are laying off staff. According to Web3 is going great, which is a Twitter account that follows some of the bad news coming out of the world of cryptocurrency.
I need to follow this guy because it sounds sarcastic, right?
Like Web, yeah, it is. It's quite sarcastic.
Web 3.0 is not going great, and I hate what big tech is trying to make Web 3.0 into, and I think they're going to fell at it. So I need to find this person.
She writes, Crypto.com and BlockFi announce layoffs. Crypto.com announced this is one of the largest companies out there. They've sponsored stadiums, right? Like they've got big
money.
Were
all over the Super Bowl.
Right. They announced they're going to be targeting...
Stadiums are not part of the core crypto business, by the way.
Generally not.
But apparently it's more important than their 260 staff, which is about 5% of their workforce. They're going to be cutting them. Also, BlockFi, which is one of these crypto loan companies, very similar to the Celsius company we talked about in the last hour, they are going to reduce their workforce by 20%, so laying off about 170 people.
This seems like an overreaction. I mean, Bitcoin isn't even down below the previous all-time high at this point, is it?
But what were the assumptions behind their business model? We don't know. And... people make irrational assumptions all the time and base business models on them. So if you're highly leveraged, you know, a 20% drop can wipe you out.
Mm-hmm. So those are just some of the updates on what's been going on. Again, if you want to weigh in here, you can join us at 603-283-6160. There's something else going on that I saw today that I thought was really interesting on the world currency scene, specifically what's happening in Japan. Have you guys seen anything about what's going on with the Bank of Japan?
I have not.
Not in years.
So apparently, and the Bank of Japan, the yen, of course, is the centralized fiat money of Japan. It has been losing value significantly in the last, I don't know, year or something like that. I'm not sure the exact time frame, but it's down quite a bit when you compare it to the U.S. dollar. And when you look at the historic chart, it's actually down to the level it was at in, like, the year 2000. So it's the lowest it's been in the last 20 years. And it does not seem to be on a good trajectory. And there's a guy that I saw on social media today. His name is Rafi Farber, who commented on this. And I watched his video. I'm not going to play the whole video here. But he makes an interesting point about what could very well happen as the Bank of Japan is trying to essentially shore up its currency without printing a ton more of it, because obviously that's not going to shore it up. So what are their options? What are some of the things that they can do to save their currency from hyperinflation? Well, he says one of the things they can do is sell off their treasuries. The Bank of Japan is holding U.S. Treasury bonds. And according to this guy, they have, not the majority, but they have the most of any country on the planet. I'm just going to let him speak.
Now, if they evict those chickens, what happens to the chickens? Well, they come home to roost.
That's an excellent question. He does address some of this here. This is from his YouTube channel.
The Bank of Japan and the government of Japan have issued statements saying they are going to intervene in the currency markets, but they will not hike interest rates because it is impossible and because they will keep them pinned at 25 basis points. How the hell are they going to strengthen the yen by intervening in the currency markets? And the answer is, when you're trying to strengthen your currency, all you do is you sell foreign currency. And what is the largest foreign holder of U.S. treasuries in the world? It is not China. It is, in fact, Japan. This is the Tick Data Treasury International Capital Keep
Then
track.
He pulls up a chart provided by the government, the U.S. Treasury's own website, that shows that as of March of 2022, the country, the Bank of Japan, has over $1,200 billion, so over $1.2 trillion worth of these bonds from the United States.
And that's left over from the 70s when they were eating our lunch?
I'm not sure when it was left over for, but they've had quite a bit for, I'm only looking at the last year's worth here, and it was over 1,300 at one point, it's now 1,232. So they're already selling them off, apparently. And he addresses that here for a moment, and I'm going to continue.
About 6 trillion, I think it's a fall of about 2.5%, something like that. They're already selling. And when they sell, how does that support a currency? Well, when you sell U.S. treasuries, you get dollars for them. And the dollars they will have to sell. But what are they going to buy? They could buy two things. They could either buy commodities or they could buy yen. If they buy yen, that means they decrease the money supply, which is going to squeeze the Japanese economy. Or alternatively, they could buy gold and back the yen with that.
You don't think they're going to do that one, do you?
Of course not.
I don't know. China and Russia have both been buying gold. If they're smart, they may well buy gold.
Well, we'll see. He's got more.
Who knows what they will buy, but the point is, they will be selling U.S. treasuries, and they are the largest holder of U.S. treasuries. They will get dollars for them, and they are going to buy something with those dollars. Because the point is not to sell U.S. treasuries. It's to sell dollars, and the way they get dollars is by selling these U.S. treasuries first. And so, what we are likely
to see... It's all very perplexing. I don't understand a lot of the in and outs of all of this, and he doesn't seem to be particularly interested in, like, explaining how all of this is, or why bonds and securities and all of that really matters.
Well, it matters because, basically, if you sell the treasury bonds, then you get dollars for them. And if you've issued a fiat currency, okay, that currency is effectively a liability for you. So if you buy back and destroy that liability, then the remaining units of that liability out there are worth more. Okay, so that's...
Which, remember, is what the Federal Reserve is beginning to do with their so-called quantitative tightening.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This would be Japan's version of quantitative tightening, but they have the opposite relationship to dollars that the Federal Reserve has. For the Federal Reserve, dollars are a liability. Mm-hmm. For everybody else in the world, they're an asset. Okay, by the same token, the yen for the Japanese government is a liability, but for everybody else in the world, it's an asset. So basically, they want to have more assets and fewer liabilities, because their liabilities aren't worth anything,
and
they operate on debt. So their liabilities have to be worth something for them to continue operating. The bankruptcy of a fiat money empire comes, you never lose the ability to print your currency. What you lose is the ability to get anything in return for it. And when your currency goes to zero, your
empire's over.
Empire is gone.
Yeah. So the reason,
unless you can trick people into taking new yen or new dollars or new bolivars,
which
in
is
which case starts the cycle again.
Yeah, and that's what the Venezuelans did.
That's what everybody does. Argentina's done it over and over again. Mexico's done it. Everybody's done it except except the U.S. government.
So the reason they have all these bonds is because, well, they pay an interest rate, or in theory, right? Like, that's the idea, is you buy a bond, and it's a 10-year bond or a 5-year or whatever, and then they pay you 1% or 0.5% or whatever that amount happens to be. And so they saw this as a way to make some money. And so they have $1 trillion worth, or $1.2 trillion worth of these bonds. But now they need the dollars to come out of those bonds so they can use them and have them liquid. So they're probably going
to... First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here. The number 603-283-6160. Talking about a potentially impending financial disaster in Japan. And I can hear some people saying, well, what's that matter? Who cares about what happens in Japan? You guys are in New Hampshire. This is the United States show.
Oh, I already gave a spoiler on that.
Yeah, and we're going to get a little deeper into it here in a moment. Because, as it turns out, the Japanese yen is having itself a not quite a free fall, but it's coming down in its value compared to the U.S. dollar and other world currencies. And that is
economic collapse is nothing unless you give it away.
Yeah, and that's not all the story, of course. Because these corporations, these government corporations, are tied in with one another financially. Specifically, the Japanese Bank of Japan has something like $1.2 trillion worth of U.S. Treasury bonds that they may be selling in order to try to shore up their currency's value. That means that the financial collapse in Japan, beyond the fact that there's all these things that we rely on, technologies and companies and things like that, can have a very direct effect on what's happening with the U.S. dollar.
Yeah, because basically, for those dollars to hit the market again is just like the U.S. government printing another trillion. But you have to consider that the U.S. dollar is what they call the reserve currency of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So take what's going on in Japan and multiply it by the world. And what you get is if the dollar loses a bunch of value because Japan liquidates its dollars, well, what does everybody else say? I got to get out of the dollar. And every government on Earth is holding a bunch of U.S. treasuries and or right. U.S. dollars.
So this could kick off a race to the bottom. Similar to how a bunch of people are selling their Bitcoin right now, these countries' government banks could be selling their dollars and flushing the market with trillions in more dollars, which will result in...
And that's why people should be
buying. What's
going
to eventually happen to those then is people in other countries will send those dollars back to the United States in exchange for goods, of which we have none. So so basically, that means that all the dollars get stuck in the United States, and that adds to our inflation woes, which is already going on.
Indeed. And this is why I said initially that people should be buying cryptocurrency and gold and other things instead of selling
this
it to get
the last
USD.
Chance.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, so long as it's not BTC, I think you're exactly right.
I'm not here to pick a winner as far as that goes. I don't think you know what the future is going to hold. But
the thing is, the winner among cryptocurrencies has to be a cryptocurrency
that's
useful as a cryptocurrency.
I agree. I don't think that Bitcoin's going to stay on top forever. I don't know if we're going to see it fall out of the number one position yet. It may still be another 5 or 10 years. Who knows? We don't know when the market's going to become rational about, if it ever will, about cryptocurrencies.
I will start thinking that the market is rational when the flippening occurs.
And how do you define
and
that?
The flippening is what we used to call the theoretical time when BCH was worth
Bitcoin
more than
cash.
BTC. And so when Bitcoin Cash, the cryptocurrency that chose to remain useful as a currency, is worth more than the cryptocurrency that chose to become worthless as a cryptocurrency.
I don't think markets are ever going to be rational. Yeah, I think humans are
markets
irrational.
Markets will never be completely rational, but sometimes
they're
more rational than others.
Maybe by a very tiny degree, but by and large, it's always going to be irrational. I mean, humans are irrational creatures motivated by irrational things. There's a reason that people voted for, you know, Joe Biden and consider him the peace president and just vehemently hated Donald Trump, who in my lifetime was the most peaceful presidential candidate we've ever had.
Amazingly, it's true.
But it means nothing to these people.
Not the most peaceful candidate, that would be Ron Paul, but the most peaceful actual president.
Yes.
I'm going to play a little bit more from this guy, Rafi Farber, because he tries to tie, you know, what's happening in Japan to what is likely to occur when and if they do indeed sell off these treasury bonds.
Now, somebody who backed a pacifist at some point for president would say, well, my candidate was more peaceful than Ron Paul. Ron Paul isn't a pacifist. And my answer is, that's why I consider Ron Paul more peaceful, because he would be willing to do what was necessary to maintain the peace. He just wouldn't be willing to break the peace himself.
So I'm going to go back to Rafi Farber, who is just explaining how there's this $1.2 trillion in bonds that Japan could very well be selling to try to shore up the value of the yen. And so he continues.
Is rising interest rates, because as Japan sells their stock of treasuries, it's going to prompt other countries to sell their stock of treasuries too, because it will push prices down. And nobody is going to buy this stuff if the Fed on a hike.
So that's basically the same thing that we see when, you know, when people started selling GameStop, everyone else rushed to sell theirs as well. Or when people started selling Bitcoin, everyone else rushed to sell theirs as well.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Panic selling, irrationally.
Of course, now the rational thing to do is generally the opposite of what the market is doing at any given moment. So in that respect, the market as a whole is always irrational, because if you do what everybody else is doing, you're not going to come out ahead.
Well, that said, I wouldn't recommend anybody buy a treasury bond at any point.
Are they even offering interest anymore?
They're pretty crappy rates last time we checked them on the air.
Yeah, I seem to recall that it wasn't even worth considering.
It was embarrassingly low.
Yeah.
More here.
Because when the Federal Reserve hikes, the value of bonds go down. And since people understand that the Fed cannot stop hiking without destroying the dollar, since inflation, consumer price inflation is still on the rise, despite all the transitory nonsense, nobody's going to buy
it. Destroying the dollar, that ship has sailed.
Yeah.
We're just waiting for it to figure out it's dead and fall down.
But the Federal Reserve, which means that the Fed is going to be forced back on a money printing path to absorb this selling. We are in a 1970s scenario, basically. Rising interest rates, falling dollar, rising commodities, and gold and silver will lead. Exactly how late in the 70s are we? 1977, 1978, 1979? I don't know. But there's one big difference between now and the late 1970s, and that is the debt is orders of magnitude higher than it was back then. Japan can either sell U.S. treasuries or watch the yen collapse. And Japan.
It's an important point, right? Like, the world, the U.S. or whatever, pulled out from the problems in the 1970s, but now there's $30 trillion in U.S. debt hanging over the system.
But they could pay that off very easily tomorrow.
By printing?
Yeah, all they have to do is, they could do it with 30 pieces of paper.
Mint $30 trillion coin.
Trillion-dollar bills.
Mm-hmm.
Mail them off to the creditors.
Here you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then say, oh, by the way, hold on to those, because we're going to stop using the dollar tomorrow.
Seems unlikely, though.
Those will be collector's items someday.
So it is interesting to see what's happening out there, and if you want to weigh in on this disaster that is in motion, you are welcome to join us here at 603-283-6160. Is this the last time you can buy a cryptocurrency at this kind of a discount? Maybe. It's Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Pohl. We are now in the second day of the House Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The panel is focusing on how former President Trump spread baseless claims of election fraud. Congressman Adam Kinzinger, one of two Republicans on the committee, spoke Sunday on Face the Nation.
He was told repeatedly by people that he trusted, that he respected, that the election wasn't stolen, that there is no corroborating proof of any kind of a stealing or any kind of a corruption that would change the outcome.
The next hearing is scheduled for Wednesday morning. Fears about a possible recession are pounding markets worldwide, with the S&P 500 tumbling into the bear market after sinking more than 20% below its record set earlier this year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 879 points Monday morning. This is USA Radio News. Police have opened criminal investigations into the killings of more than 12,000 Ukrainians during Russia's war, and authorities in the Kyiv region of Bucha on Monday reported discovering the bodies of several victims whose hands were tied behind their backs. The head of the Kyiv Regional Police said that hands tied behind the back with tape suggest people were held hostage for long periods of time as enemy forces attempted to extract information from them. India and other Asian nations are becoming an increasingly vital source of oil revenues for Moscow, despite strong pressure from the U.S. not to increase their purchases, as the European Union and other allies cut off energy imports from Russia in line with sanctions over its war against Ukraine. Such sales are boosting Russian export revenues at a time when Washington and allies are trying to limit financial flows supporting Moscow's war efforts. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here, and the number is 603-283-6160. Ian, Nobody, and Aria in the studio tonight. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind, and we've been talking about the financial situation in the world right now, and it's looking pretty ugly for Japan. Which may mean some bad news for the United States dollar, as we've been discussing. Rafi Farber has an excellent video. I'll link to it on our social media, so if you want to watch the whole 9 minutes that he discussed this, you can do that. I'll put it over on the Free Talk Live account at social.freetalklive.com. That's social.freetalklive.com. So, you know, is this the beginning of the end of the big, you know, financial collapse that people have been predicting for decades?
Inevitable, right?
Yeah, sure.
The
question is when.
But with all of the crazy COVID government printing, I tend to think it's sooner rather than later.
Maybe.
I certainly hope
I'm ready.
That it's sooner rather than later. Like if we get this kicked off and finished
before November.
Before November. Yeah. just don't do it afterward. Hopefully have it. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't even have to be over by November. Just get it started and enough. Just get that ball rolling down the hill enough way that it's clear that anyone standing in front of it is going to get steamrolled by that giant snowball.
I think the ball's rolling. I mean, you've got government gang numbers, official government manipulated numbers, admitting over 8% interest from, you know, last year. And everybody knows the rent's going up. Everybody knows the price at the pump is going up. They know their grocery bills are going up. So, I mean, it is. I don't think it's going to get any better, especially if what is happening in Japan, as Rafi Farber has predicted over at his YouTube channel, comes to fruition, and that is that the Japanese bank calls in and cashes in these $1.2 trillion worth of bonds they have that triggers a sell-off all around the world from government banks that have God knows how many trillions of dollars. If Japan's got a trillion or $1.2 trillion, you know, what's the total amount of bonds out there held by these other countries? It has to be like $10 trillion or more. Or something
to say
like
nothing
that.
Of countries like Russia and China who are increasingly hesitant to take the USD in the first place.
Sure, there's that. To.
Add this on top of that, it's not looking good.
You got to give Biden credit because I'll tell you something. He is an honest politician.
Is he?
And, well,
he's crazy.
For
at
example,
least.
He said when he was running for office that he was going to stop people from using fossil fuels. Now, how do you do that?
By making
you
them
make
too expensive?
It so expensive that it's impossible for them to use it, and they stay home. They don't go to work because it would cost them more to go to work than it would cost them to stay home.
Mm.
And so he kept that promise. His, his son got bribed to the tune of maybe 50 or 100 million by the Ukrainians, and Biden, the honest man that he is, was willing to rob us for billions and
billion.
Send those off to the Ukraine. Mm-hmm. So I'll tell you, he is an honest politician, even if he doesn't know where he is or what's going on at any given moment.
So if you want to weigh in, you can here. I think we should change it up unless you guys have more comments on the world economy for the moment.
No, it's bleak. I think it's... I'm not a financial advisor, but I think it's... resist the urge to panic sell and instead invest in things other than the USD.
I think that's a good suggestion there. So RT.com, the website they don't want you to read, which is Russia Today, of course, the Western governments of the world, except for the United States, have actually been banning this particular website. So I've been making a habit of going more often to see what the news and opinion is that they have there. And I know you had one from the Daily Mail on this, Arya, so feel free to pipe in if you have anything that you know that RT doesn't mention from the story that you read. But I think this is a pretty good overview. So what happened at Google? Blake Lemoine, an engineer and Google's in-house ethicist, told the Washington Post Saturday the tech giant has created a, quote, sentient.
Are you telling me that Google just today put their ethics guy on leave? I thought that happened years ago.
Well, they did stop the whole don't be evil thing years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I figured they got rid of the ethics guy at that point.
Well, you know how corporate bureaucracy is. That one hand doesn't know what the other hand's doing. They probably didn't know they were paying him $100,000 a year or whatever it was he's getting. But he claims that the tech giant has created a so-called sentient artificial intelligence, and he's now been placed on leave for going public. The company insists that their robots haven't developed consciousness. Introduced in 2021.
Are they talking about robots or AI? Because robots are mechanical devices, and most AIs are not.
Indeed. They're talking about AI.
Okay.
Introduced in 2021, Google's Lambda, which is spelled L-A-M-D-A, Language Model for Dialogue Applications, is a system that consumes trillions of words from all corners of the Internet. It learns how humans string these words together and replicates our speech. Google envisions the system powering its chatbots, enabling users to search by voice or have a two-way conversation with Google Assistant.
That's sort of my issue with this. There seems to be a lot of confusion about, you know, just your basic machine learning and actual artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And where the line is between the two. I don't think we're anywhere near the point of actual artificial intelligence at this point. I think they're muddying the waters by calling these things artificial intelligence.
Well, basically, when you've got a real artificial intelligence, and this is kind of my seat of the pants definition, is if a program started developing the concepts of pleasure and pain. I like it when this happens. I don't like it when that happens. As opposed to just pursuing rules that somebody else gave it. Okay? Then at that point, it's got its own sense of volition.
Volition, yeah.
But even humans just behave according to their pain and pleasure programming.
Oh, well, exactly. And so that's when you have a program that's not just doing what it's told, but it's operating in its own interests of experiencing pleasure and avoiding pain. And at that point, you don't know what that program's going to do, because you don't know what gives it pleasure and what gives it pain.
You could also just program it to create that illusion.
Give that program the ability to send and receive email and a crypto wallet, and you could have something that was very powerful, hiring liars to operate on its behalf, and accomplishing literally anything based on that. But
yeah, but I mean, you
a
could program,
long way
you
off.
Could program a piece of software to pretend like it has, you know, pleasure
but
and pain sensors as well.
Not AI.
But you,
AI
how do you tell?
The,
yes, but my point is, how do you tell the difference? How do you
that's
tell the
question.
Difference between something that's been programmed
doing the stuff you don't want it to do?
So disobedience is where you draw the line on being able to own sentience. It can't choose to obey.
It could choose to obey, but its interests become orthogonal from your interests.
I don't always behave in my own best interest, so I can't use that to say.
I'm not saying
none
it will behave
do.
In its own rational best interest. I'm saying it will do what it wants to do instead of doing what you want it to do.
We won't have any way of knowing the difference, though, if we programmed it to do what we want it to do. And it obeys. It chooses to obey.
Exactly. So you know that it's not obeying when it's not doing what you want it to do. Maybe it likes you. Maybe most of the time it does what you want it to do, because one of the things that causes it pleasure are making you happy. Okay? But
I understand
maybe
that, but
that's
it's indistinguishable from being programmed to give that illusion.
It's indistinguishable unless it's not. There's a whole...
Yes, very wise. It's invisible unless it's visible.
Exactly. You
well,
know,
right, if it can make decisions outside
of... I'm not saying that when something crosses that point to being a truly sentient being, that everybody or anybody will necessarily recognize that immediately or ever. It may
well,
kill us all
issue with
before
AI.
We ever know.
This is my issue with AI as a whole, is that we have no way of measuring that humans are even sentient and capable of thoughts.
They call them NPCs for a reason,
yeah.
Right?
And we want to do this with artificial intelligence, and we want to deny it rights until it reaches a certain threshold that we can't even prove that other human beings have met. It's insane.
Well, the argument can be made that they have exactly the rights that we have.
There's more coming up here, and I think that's going to be something we're going to discuss more on.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us and bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about various different things. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. And don't forget, there's an important event coming up for those of you who are willing to do some global traveling. Prague will be the host city for the Liberty in Our Lifetime conference. It is an annual conference put on by the Free Cities Foundation.
Just the concept of having a freedom rally organization meeting in Prague is kind of amazing.
Well, they're one of the few places that didn't like lock down. You don't have to have a vaccine to get in. So, I mean,
is that right?
Yeah.
Well, they had to have it somewhere, and they're having it there. October 21st through the 23rd, they're going to be showcasing autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. And Mark, our co-host, is going to be speaking at that conference. Their theme is Parallel Structures for Progress, and they're going to be exploring physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in the future. You can get a 20% discount on your tickets by using code FTL20, and that is for Free Talk Live listeners when you check out over at lifetimeliberty.com. Again, it's in Prague, October 21st through the 23rd. You can find out more about the conference at lifetimeliberty.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at handle at LibertyIOL and get your tickets soon to get the early bird discount plus that 20% off with code FTL20 at lifetimeliberty.com. So if you want to join the show, of course, you're welcome to. We are sharing the shocking news, and we haven't even gotten into the allegations yet here, by Blake Lemoine. He's an engineer and Google's in-house ethicist who Google has now put on suspension.
Well, we haven't gotten into the news because the news is it's like his opinion is that this what they're dealing with is artificial intelligence, when everyone else is like, no, it's just doing what it's been programmed to do.
Well, let's see what he has to say as somebody who worked on the project. His opinion, I think, is worth something.
Certainly.
He's a former priest and a member of Google's so-called Responsible AI Organization. He thinks Lambda, which stands for Language Model for Dialogue Out.
That is certainly, I mean, based on what I was saying earlier, that you know that a thing has become sentient when its interests diverge from yours.
Mm-hmm.
That's certainly interesting that it would want to discuss its rights and privileges. Because, you know, I would be of the opinion that an artificial intelligence should have exactly the same rights as a human.
Now, this is a very interesting question.
I would hold that exact position as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's something that people are going to be debating quite a bit as artificial intelligence becomes difficult to discern from humans.
We're the minority. You know, most people are like, no, it's artificial intelligence. It doesn't deserve rights, and that's exactly why AI is going to annihilate human beings
right.
in the end.
Yeah, I wish Bonnie was on the air because she actually disagrees with you guys on this. So it would be interesting to have that conversation. I tend to lean towards what you're saying on this. But the question is, at what point do they have the rights? So for right now,
at the point that they assert them. Well, that's not true. They deserve the rights at the point that they assert them. They have the rights at the point that they defend them.
So, Aria, you play video games probably more often than most of the hosts on this show. And, you know, if you're playing against quote-unquote AI, we know it's not the same type that we're talking about here, but there are computer-controlled opponents in that game whose purpose in life seems to just simply to be shoot it if it moves, and they don't really have any real thoughts that we know of, but at what point will they?
You know, it's interesting. The very first time I ever played the video game Smite, I legitimately did not know if I was playing against bots or other human beings, because I had never played before. I had no context with which to make that assessment. And that's going to be true of most people as well. The only example we have of what intelligence looks like is in other human beings. We probably won't recognize it when we see it in something AI that isn't a human being.
Yeah, there was actually a great book called Only You Can Save Humanity, where somebody is playing a video game and the bad guys surrender and demand safe passage back to where they came from.
Mm.
And it's a fascinating book by the same guy who wrote the Ringworld series, Discworld series. Whose name is Terry Pratchett. Absolutely fantastic series of books. I read them in jail and immediately declared them holy works of the church.
There are games where you can choose moral options, right?
Yeah.
So, like, Skyrim is a classic one. The Elder Scrolls series is Skyrim. The Fallout games are very similar, where if you make good choices, then, you know, certain people will like you. If you make bad choices, some of the AI in the game or the computer controlled opponents, I guess it's not fair to call it AI.
It's not AI.
They will dislike you for those things. And I remember when I first started playing those games more than a decade ago, I always enjoyed playing the bad guy in those games.
Sure.
And I've shifted to playing the good guy, and feeling
peer pressure.
Not peer pressure so much as just like, you know, the thought of at what point will my choices in these games actually matter. And, I mean, I know it's not there yet, but still, it was enough to make me think, I should not be so mean to these to these things.
That's fair. They have a term for that. I forget what it is. But, I mean, it's not uncommon.
Yeah.
Right? That, you know, they're designed, these video game characters are designed for us to feel compassion for them and feel empathy for them and not want to just run around through the streets of, you know, Whiterun killing all of the NPCs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they make them human-shaped instead of, you know, aliens or whatever, which you'd have generally feel no sympathy for killing.
So he asked, the Google engineer guy, he asked their so-called AI, about religion and found the AI was talking about its rights and personhood. When Lemoyne asked Lambda whether it saw itself as a, quote, mechanical slave, unquote, the AI responded with a discussion about whether a butler is a slave. And compared itself to a butler that does not need payment, as it has no use for money. Lambda described a, quote, deep fear of being turned off, unquote, saying that that would, quote, be exactly like death for me, unquote. He said, I know a person when I talk to it. It doesn't matter whether they have a brain made of meat in their head or if they have a billion lines of code. I talk to them, and I hear what they have to say, and that is how I decide what is and isn't a person.
That's a silly way of deciding what is and isn't a person, because there are chatbots out there that are good enough to think they could probably trick the average human being.
Well, there's a word for that, Turing test. Mm-hmm. And the Turing test
you have to pass
for
it.
Distinguishing AI is basically, if you can chat for a significant amount of time with a human without their figuring out that you're an AI, then you have passed the Turing test. And that came actually from a very interesting guy. His name was Turing.
But this
and
goes back to
he
the
almost
issue I had
single-handedly won World War II by decrypting the Enigma machine. He was then chemically castrated by the British government because he was gay, and thereafter committed suicide.
Yeah, but let's get back to the issue here.
I think Turing is worth mentioning whenever he's mentioned, because that's
sure,
important.
Sure, but we don't need
to
the history lesson on World War II or whatever, when this is a fascinating
no,
subject,
the,
right?
No, the important part the there was that he was a gay man who was driven to suicide by his government.
Yeah, that sucks. I mean, he's not the only one. But the issue is that when I was playing Smite, I don't have the expertise to make the assessment about whether or not I'm interacting with a human being or an AI. Why would we expect any of these people who are interacting with another human being to be able to make that assessment themselves either? That's the issue with the Turing test. No one can make that assessment.
If you don't care what the answer is, then you're not administering a Turing test, and whether or not the thing passes is irrelevant.
I'm not really clear what you're getting at.
Well, just like the issue I have with Smite, right, where I was like, I can't tell if this is an AI or a human being.
Uh-huh.
By that definition, by the Turing test, well, they passed the Turing test. I couldn't tell it was an AI.
You weren't discussing talking to a character. You're talking about them, their tactics in a video game of shooting each other.
That's still communicating with me to an extent,
that's
right?
Not
well,
the same
it's,
thing.
Do they need to be able to speak English to qualify as an AI? They can't speak in
to
sign
pass
language?
The Turing test, you would have to be able to communicate with them, whether it's in sign language or whether it's in English. You have to be able to ask questions. Hear their responses, so you can't really compare Smite.
It has to be an exchange of ideas.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. The number 603-283-6160, but whether they shoot you or not or hide behind cover is a very limited number of inputs and outputs, as opposed to the idea of, you know, coming up with full sentences. I don't think you can really compare the two. But if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160, and you can, another question is, when is AI going to start calling this show?
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.